fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right, it's 8 p.m., it's Thursday night, and another week has passed, and you're right here where you should be, in front of your radio, listening to Common Sense Radio, where we come to you over the airwaves, and fortunately the transmitter's back. God intervened and put us back in the air so you would not miss this riveting episode of Common Sense Radio on your regular radio, or you can get it on the TuneIn app, or you can stream it at fmtalk1065.com. Wherever you want to get it, you can get Common Sense Radio to sift through the fake news, the propaganda, and all the other nonsense that's going on around the country. Come here where we turn up your voice, and every week we return crisp and clear, and no matter what that transmitter's doing before we get on the air, we have the wizard of the airwaves who can beat the transmitter into submission and make it do its will, his will. And magically, we're back on the air because of our award-winning engineer, co-host, executive producer, all-around nice guy, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate those kind words, but I'm not sure if that's actually the case.
Look, we don't question your magic. We're not asking you to explain the magic. Just go with it.
There is a lot of brain power right now and high-priced people that are trying to figure this out.
I'm going
to
go with Mark's magic.
Okay? All right.
I'm going with Mark's magic.
I'll flip the magic wand and
just stay with it.
Cast
stay with
the spell,
it.
Whatever. Yeah.
And fortunately for the listener, we have adult supervision tonight. We have our director of quality assurance, head of the research department, executive producer, co-host, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
Great to be here.
She made it. We thought she had some other engagements. She might be late, but she made it.
I've mastered being in two places at once.
And she also has
part of my skill set.
Great compassion for you, the listener, because she knows how onerous it is when she's not here.
That's right.
To provide the adult supervision. So, okay, lots different things going on, and I guess we should be grateful to Biden that he knew to have his press conference before we went on the air. Is he done?
I don't know. Was there a press conference?
Yeah, well, it
I
was.
Don't know, some sort
they're
of
not
statement.
Calling it that.
I say
that, but it's
an address. It was an address. Is it over?
He's supposed to be trying to read off a teleprompter somewhere.
I don't know.
Tonight.
I just had Fox on a minute ago, and it was Tucker Carlson that was talking.
I think
he went on at 7 or something.
Because
I already saw some news clips, and I couldn't bear to watch it. I had better things to do, like prepare for this show. And the only news clip I saw.
Well,
was
this was his first prime time
speech. First prime time. And he made it. He didn't fall asleep, apparently.
Well, it says the headline on Breitbart says, stumbles out the gate by saying, too light. Instead of tonight.
Tonight.
I don't
well,
know. Well, okay, that's well, his least of
we
his problems.
Well, he had
old,
to go
man.
On at 7 because, I mean, you know,
that's
he's,
true.
He's in bed by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, he's
got to go.
Already.
His bedtime is 8
right.
o'clock.
So he has to go to bed. So, and then, but apparently, I saw where the opening, he something about, that a year ago we were attacked by a pandemic or something. A pandemic came across this country, and there was just weeks and months of denials and inaction and loneliness and suffering and death and pestilence. But now we're here, and it's getting better. I'm paraphrasing, but that's kind of the opening that, they didn't do anything at all last year. They didn't develop a vaccine. They didn't get it out. They didn't. Anyway, which so other than the COVID crap, I don't know what else he said because I didn't listen. So if any of y'all had the stomach to listen, we'd love to have your text or call to tell us what he talked about, what you thought about it.
It seems like most of what he talks about outside of signing executive orders that he may or may not have any idea what they will do. But his issue is COVID.
Yeah.
And everything else is Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Talking to foreign heads of state.
That's true. She does all of that.
Everything else is Kamala Harris. He just deals with COVID.
Yeah. He just comes out and goes, I got my mask. Where's my other mask? Who's got Jill? Where's my other mask?
Mm, yeah.
You know.
It's really a sad state of chaos is what's happening.
It is.
I'm reading some of the. It looks like he did talk mostly just about.
about COVID. They probably got it pretty narrowed in.
The $1,400 checks and
how wonderful that's
going to save the world.
So that's one thing I'd like to ask the listeners. So, are you bought off by the $1,400? I mean, because you hear what they're saying, they're playing it. Oh, those Republicans voted against your $1,400 check, and it's like, no, we voted against the 91% of the bill that was a slush fund for the Democrat Party.
I wish they would stop calling it the COVID relief bill and start referring to it legitimately as the blue state and city bailout bill, which is exactly what it is.
Yes. It's exactly what it is.
It's a bailout for mismanaged blue state and blue city run.
So that they can be bailed out, continue to fail, and impose failing policies, and spend large taxes. And it's also...
$1.9 trillion.
Yes. And 9% of it is for COVID in your $1,400 check.
It's so random how they're dispersing it. And by the way, for those of us who do work, it's really just our money anyway. They're handing it back to us. And now they're creating inflation on top of it to make our dollars that we do have worth less. It's just ridiculous. But honestly, a lot of the small businesses that need more help really still aren't getting much, anything.
Do people realize where the $1.9 trillion came from?
Well, either the printing press or China.
Printed it out.
It was the push of a button. There is no $1.9 trillion. They literally entered it. Put the number, $1.9 trillion, hit enter. There it is.
Start drawing off of it.
Which translates to your real dollars you did have are worthless now.
Yeah. No, they are worthless. At the same time, fuel is up, 25-30%?
Within 3 days, it jumped 11 cents here in Mobile at my station, which is usually one of the lower prices.
But since he's taken office.
248 to 259. In three days.
But since he's taken office, it's about a 25-30% increase in fuel costs.
Folks, that
bites into the working family right there.
I'm pretty OCD when it comes to my money, and I track pretty much everything. And, you know, I have software that keeps that up. And on the memo line with my gas expenditures, I put the price per gallon. And I've got a track of the price per gallon going back, you know, 2 or 3 years.
So you want to know,
I'll have to do a little search, but I can tell you.
Yeah.
I can tell you exactly how much it's gone up.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's amazing that they're just trying to cast this thing as, I can't believe they didn't want you to have your $1,400 check. So did it buy you? Did that buy you off that $1,400 check?
I've never been for any of it.
I'm going to probably use it to buy a little gold if I can find some.
Right.
Little lead if I can find some.
Yeah. I'll buy lead
if I can find it somewhere. I'm going to buy a little lead, buy a little gold.
But lead and gold are good things to invest in.
Add to my precious metal collection.
Now there was something that happened, I think Monday, that I'm really, really perplexed about. Biden celebrated International Women's Day.
And he
touted.
Can you do that?
Wait a minute. I thought we don't have women anymore.
Right.
Didn't we just pass the Equality Act, which says there are no more binary genders? And to celebrate it, they trotted out two females that they made 4-star generals. And said, look, we made some, which is kind of weird.
Can we do that?
Well, it's weird. One thing is, we've had 4-star females before. This isn't the first one. We've had several over the years. But why does it matter that we have 4-star people who are identifying as a gender that Congress said doesn't exist? How can we celebrate that?
You have to divide your brain into two halves.
I'm starting to feel myself become offended.
Mm-hmm. Are you offended?
Somehow I'm starting to feel offended.
Yes. Why are they focusing on those generals as being whatever they are? Women.
And
they're not supposed to be women.
How dare they call them women?
Yes.
How dare?
Women generals.
How dare
that is the most offensive thing. But and then the other thing he talked about, I had a love. He mentioned, and we're focusing on all those things, you know, redesigning the uniform for women. because, you know, quite frankly, a man's uniform doesn't fit a woman very well. And but do you know now the way the way they've done the new gender rules, you can pick.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You can, it used to be if you were a woman, you wore the woman's uniform, which was designed for you, and the men wear the men's uniform. Now you can pick
which uniform you want to wear.
If the women want to wear the men's uniform, they can wear the men's uniform. That's not new. That's happened a couple years ago. I wonder how many guys have done that. Pick the women's uniform.
Well, now that you can get free reassignment surgeries by enlisting in the U.S. military, there may be all kinds of things.
And you know the other thing that perplexed me? Biden said this. We're developing maternity flight suits.
I heard that. I heard that.
A maternity.
Oh, my God.
So is Iran scared now?
I was going to say.
We're going to start putting pregnant women over Iran?
The enemies of the world are shaking in their boots now, aren't they? Wow.
The United States is on the cutting edge. We're going to have maternity flight suits. And I'm like, well, if you need a maternity flight suit, should you be flying?
That's what I'm thinking. How many G's do you really want to pull when you're pregnant?
Right. But I guess they got to hide it because if you were pregnant, then people would think you were a woman.
Ooh.
Well, men can have babies too. What are you thinking?
Well, that's what they're saying now. They're saying anybody can have babies. Okay. All right.
Orwell.
We're over the break. We got to get out of here because we're in a bad place. Yeah. But we will be right back with your calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Okay, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And we got to a bad place there with the women thing. And our texters are holding us accountable here. David says, according to Fox News, an L.A. prep school said that overweight, short, and unattractive people are oppressed. So he says, I'm happy to report that I'm finally oppressed because I'm short, fat, and ugly. God bless you, David. But hey, it's working for you because I saw David posted a picture with a good-looking woman the other day. So apparently short, fat, and ugly is in, buddy. And then Daniel, he wants me to explain why our government won't provide women's sanitary products to trans for free. We are such a backward society. Okay.
Oh.
They're punishing us for going a little crazy there. Yeah.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. And you are, I heard you on Jeff earlier today, Jeff Porcia.
Yes, it was on Jeff.
And you mentioned that you couldn't be found on Facebook or Twitter, but you were on MeWe and Parler.
Yes.
And one of our texters said they're listening, often do, but the MeWe post reminded him about tonight or her about tonight.
Yes, and I don't know where 941 is, it doesn't matter. We got people around the country listening.
It doesn't matter. You carry your phone with you from wherever you're at.
That's
you know.
True. Could be right down the street.
Yeah,
that's
could
true.
Be.
You never know. But thank you for listening from the MeWe. I appreciate it. And the MeWe's growing. I'm getting new followers every day. We're rebuilding the following there on MeWe. If you haven't tried it, check it out. It's kind of like Facebook, kind of not, but check it out. That's where we're at. And all of this madness about, you know, whether you have genders or not and all that. And then we have the cancel culture going crazy.
Oh, God.
We canceled Dr. Seuss, right, over the last week. And now Pepe Le Pew.
Yes. Yes. Pepe Le Pew is on the
verge. Is gone from Space 2 or what is it? What's that movie? Space Jam. Space Jam.
Yeah.
Right. I guess he's in Space Jam. I don't know. But Pepe Le Pew, I mean.
He was one of the old Saturday morning cartoon guys.
Yes.
Like, I mean, old time. I remember.
Only do you remember?
When I was
little. I
know
little, Mark and I do.
And they were old kind of cartoons when I watched them. But
Mel Blanc, who voiced a lot
all of them.
Yes,
almost all of them.
All of them, yeah. Made the comment that Pepe Le Pew was based upon a Charles Boyer, famous French actor back in the day, one of his characters, Pepe somebody or other, and who was a Lothario, you know, a kind of a failed ladies' man.
And see what was so funny, and to see people,
it was
and that
so
was a comedy.
Funny.
You
it
know?
Was a comedy.
He would try, you know,
He failed.
Always.
It wasn't. See, they're trying to. He was. Pepe Le Pew makes rape culture okay.
No. Look,
Pepe Le Pew was a skunk.
It was the funny part. He was a skunk.
And everyone, the cat, the black cat, would go under the white painted fence or something, freshly painted fence, and get a white stripe down her back, and you go, oh, she's a skunk.
And he'd say, hello, and baby.
She's like, no, I'm a cat.
Hello, baby.
Look, and it was just hilarious.
I grew up a house full of, we were all cat lovers. And we laughed about that, and like we did the little voices all the time because we thought it was so funny watching that cat trying to get away. You know, it was just to me the most.
No, and there was actually an article
humor.
That said
it was just funny.
They've got it totally wrong. That Pepe Le Pew actually showed that being overbearing didn't work.
Right,
because he never got the cat.
Right,
and if you want to be like progressive, I mean, in one way, he was very accepting of other creatures.
That's true. He was ahead of his time. He was.
I mean, it's that ridiculous. You can make the same point.
Go with a cat who identified as a skunk, but she didn't know it.
But she didn't know it. Yes.
See, he was actually very
far ahead of his time. He was
ahead.
Pepe Le Pew. You know what?
And that argument makes
sense. There should be a statue to Pepe Le Pew somewhere. There probably is, and it's being torn down as we speak.
And I don't want to get off on cartoons, but so many of the cartoons that I loved as a child, when I watched them as an adult, have a completely different aspect to them.
Our culture's so different now, too.
Well, not only that, but I mean,
I'm
not talking bad, but
yeah.
But Rocky and Bullwinkle, Boris and Natasha, I mean, you know, all of those were... You know, pretty, you know, adult editorializing on the current situation of the day.
Yes. No,
here's what's not funny, or we should laugh at, and we should take note. These are the things communist countries do. And they start by first tearing down art and statues.
Yep.
We'll check that box. Remember when all that, and I mean, they're still doing it. But anytime you start just taking away... You know,
yeah.
They're taking away the language.
They take.
I mean,
look,
it's
the
very
Congress,
language.
The
yes.
Congress has prohibited 27 pronouns. You cannot say mother. You cannot say that's not a pronoun. You cannot say he, her, his,
she,
he. You can't say that, and you can't say mother, father. You can't say niece. You can't say daughter. You can't say anything gender related on the floor of the Congress. Right. If that's not madness, that's exactly what
that's
you're talking about. That's madness.
This is madness.
It's insanity.
It's going on in the people who just gave us a $1,400 check and say, will that take care of it?
Yeah, right.
Country's like, sure. Okay. Yes. I mean, that's what's sad about
it. Let's get Kevin from Mobile. How are you doing, Kevin?
Doing well. As Orwell said, as clock struck 13, we are here. We are in the land of fruits, nuts, and vegetables. These libtards have lost their ever-loving mind. But we, the conservative patriots right here, we're just standing on the wayside watching them, let them shoot their cannons till there's no more ammo left. And we're going to come in and clean up here. Let me tell you what, there's still millions and millions of loyal American patriots out here that love our country, love our Constitution, and in the American people, we even love these libtards there because they are Americans. They've got to understand that their cancel culture is not going to come in and redirect what we have been doing for over 200-plus years here in the United States. This country right here will survive because there's people like you and I and the people that are listening here, and hopefully the people that are not conservatives are listening here, because maybe they will learn something about how our great land is made up of so many different kinds of people, so many different kinds of religions, so many different ethnicities that have made this America what we are right now. You know, we're not a black, white, a pink, a green. We are Americans, and we need to embrace that because we're the only country right here that has these American freedoms. Now, when they start going in and trying to cancel out the First Amendment, and like she said, take down art, take down statues, take down books right there. This has happened before.
Yep.
It's happened in the Bolshevik Revolution. Yeah. It's happened in the Third Reich there. Okay, these things actually happen. You know, we are going to keep telling people about history. because if you don't learn from it, you are doomed to repeat it.
Yep.
We cannot have that here. Certain things in our great land were bad. We should not have had them. But you know what? We learned by them. But as my grandfather said, as a first-generation American who fought honorably, did 46 missions in the B-26 Marauder, the old Widowmaker.
Woo-hoo.
He told me, he says, Kevin, he says, let me tell you what. He said, let me tell you what. I have been to nasty, nasty places and watched atrocities happen in the world in World War II. And he said, the first thing I did when I got here is I kissed the ground. He literally did. He loved this country. And this man was a loyal Democrat. He voted for one Republican ever, and that was Ronald Wilson Reagan, voted for him twice.
Yeah.
But he said, let me tell you what. He said, we are the greatest experiment in the world right here. He said, I would never want to go and live in Turkey or Greece or Australia or Canada or Mexico, anywhere. He said, this is the greatest country that God has put here. And he did it on purpose. And the people that are here are diehard liberals. They're the rules for radicals. Saul Alinsky. They're Saul Alinsky people.
And they're trying to destroy it.
If you haven't read that book, read the book. Because we are on that road. But we're at the division point. We can take our country back. And we're going to have to.
Because it's full of Americans who believe in that stuff.
But it starts with this. It starts with the almighty vote there. The most precious thing we have. People need to quit going to the ballot box and voting these idiots back in. For centuries, these people are in here. This is retarded right here. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. It's time for them to leave. It is time. I watched Schumer the other day just wringing his hands going, we passed this $1.9 trillion bill. Well, people, you need to read what's in that because the American tax dollars are going all the way around the world. But it's not helping people with COVID. It's not helping your schools. It's not helping your
roads. Money laundering.
It's not helping your country. So these people need to be fired.
That's right. They absolutely do. Kevin, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for listening.
God bless, and keep on keeping on.
All right, we'll do it. We'll be right back with more calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
With your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard a very, very special sponsor, Mission First Mortgage. That's right. It is a mortgage broker who can get you mortgage qualified, can get you financing for your dream home. They are specialists at getting you qualified, getting you approved, and having your financing ready to go. And, folks, it is now more important than ever. I heard at the chamber last week down there, the Southwest Mobile Chamber of Commerce, we had the Stephanie White, the director, executive director of the Mobile Area Association of Realtors, give a presentation. And she said, right now there is only 1 month's inventory of houses on the market.
Oh.
To put that in perspective, a healthy market is 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
To only have 1 month means there's hardly any inventory at all. So it is so competitive. If you are looking for a home or house that you need to buy, you better be locked and loaded. You better be ready because when you sight that dream home, you better be ready to pull the trigger or it will be gone. They are flying off the shelves. The best way to do that? You need to go to Mission First Mortgage. Go to Mission1STMortgageInc.com. That's Mission1STMortgageInc.com. Or just give Brian Dewberry a call at 251-289-1141. That's 251-289-1141. They will get you qualified. They'll help you get it all ready to go, pre-approved. So when you go on the hunt, you are locked and loaded and ready to go. And here's wit and wisdom from our 40th President, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
There's been something special in this campaign. In the bright eyes of our young, I see America coming together again. They are what this election is all about. They deserve a tomorrow where they can fly as high as their talents will take them. We're coming together again and building together again. And across this shining land, we're hoping together again. How can anyone doubt that our best days are yet to come?
Now, that's an interesting one. I know we've never used before because I've never seen it before. And I don't know if it sounded odd to you because it was a campaign commercial from 1984.
Yeah.
And I just stumbled on it. I was looking for certain quotes because this week's column is America Torn Asunder. You can get it at BamaNewsNow.com. You can find David Preston also there at BamaNewsNow.com. But this week's column is America Torn Asunder. And I was looking for a Reagan quote to talk about unity. And that's what he is talking about, how we are unified. And our, it's what Kevin was talking about in the call, how it's Americans who cherish their values and cherish freedom and liberty and will fight for it and will defend it and will preserve it. And that's what he's saying, that we will preserve our liberty and we will expand our prosperity and peace. And it's all wonderful. But that's not where we're at the moment. That's possible. The people are out there, but we are being torn asunder because everything that's going on in our political climate right now. I mean, we've had, you know, terrible turmoil over the years in all sorts of different things, from wars to, you know, shifting to the information age, or from the agriculture age to the whatchamacallit age, to the industrial age. But now it's probably more contentious, divisive, and even vicious than it's ever been. And all of this... We used to have our government would debate issues and policies to try to manage and decide on what change would be. Right now, what we're seeing is partisans attack to force change that we didn't vote for.
Right.
We didn't vote for this change. We didn't vote for open borders. We didn't vote to give away energy independence. We didn't vote for higher taxes. We didn't vote for boys to be in girls' sports. We didn't vote for any of that, but they're trying to force it on us. And the way they're doing it is to try to destabilize our society and our country economically, socially, spiritually, you name it. Everything is designed to destabilize us. And that's what the column goes into. That's what the COVID restrictions are about. That's what canceling the Keystone is, to get rid of energy independence, to drive up.
Flooding the border.
Flooding the border. All of the flooding the border. It's a humanitarian crisis of epic proportions. Nobody's talking about it. It's worse than it's ever been. The suffering down there, but it's okay. Because eventually they'll take American jobs. And they're also bringing a wave of crime from the cartels, all to destabilize this country.
Trying to federalize the elections.
Trying to federalize the elections. The Equality Act. We can't even cling to the simple thing since Adam and Eve. There's a created male, created female. No. None of that. They weren't created male and female. They just show up and you feel around until you decide what you want to. I mean, all of this is so we have nothing to cling to.
Right.
And then... You know, and it's the George Floyd Policing Act is more defund the police nonsense that they passed last week. This and then the division.
Yeah.
They're trying to cast half the country as white supremacists and domestic terrorists. The racial division.
Apologizing for your whiteness.
Yes. And all of that, folks.
And even down to the masking, that's become a big issue for me. And
yes.
I think because it is just strictly politicized, and at this stage in the game, I don't think there's anyone out there that if you're going to want to wear a mask, you're going to wear it.
Right.
You don't want to, the only way you're doing it is if you're being forced to. And it's the most un-American thing to mandate those things.
Yeah.
And just, again, the division. And I think it's all very strategic. You know,
that's
what? Otherwise, you'd work well with this person, even if you disagreed on some policy.
Right.
You wouldn't disagree like we do now.
It's no. And all of it is to divide us in every way possible. And it is really to enforce one party rule. It is to destabilize everything and distract us so that we're fighting amongst ourselves, so that we don't realize who the real oppressors are in Washington. Those elite rulers that are doing this to us. Dividing us and creating turmoil.
And
why? So that they can come in and restore order. So that we will be in such chaos and so frantic that we will cling to any tyrant that comes in and says, we can restore order. Just follow what we do.
Yeah.
And it all comes down to eventually they're going to get the Second Amendment. James from Florida has been texting in about it. Eight Republicans voted with the Democrats on a gun control bill. This
Which
is
hate.
All getting to the point where we are going, where they're going to cancel the Second Amendment, and by disarming the Americans, then the subjugation of the American people will be complete.
Yeah, that's the one.
And that, get that.
And
America torn asunder. BamaNewsNow.com.
If you are the type that may be inclined to to maybe listen to the rhetoric. Well, it's just a registration. It's just a background check. Can we all go back to the 15 days to flatten the curve? If you give an inch,
they take a mile.
They take 15 miles.
Oh,
I mean, like, let's
miles.
Just, yes. So on this one, I do hope, look, what eight Republicans voted for that? Who are they?
I'm coming to it.
Are you getting the names? They're probably the usual suspects. But now you brought up the border. The border is totally out of control.
Yeah, did you see the video today, Pete? I think it's been circulating pretty heavily. I keep thinking, who videoed this and did nothing about it? But I don't know, it was shot with a drone or whatever, but it panned up and you could see...
Thousands of people standing there,
and little boat by boat, they'd bring them over.
Little rafts are coming across the Rio Grande.
And, yeah.
Kids, all kinds of people. Here are the eight Republicans that voted in favor of the bill. Representative Vern Buchanan of Florida, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Andrew Garbarino of New York, Carlos Jimenez of Florida, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, Maria Salazar of Florida, Chris Smith of New Jersey, Fred Upton of Michigan.
Yeah, I knew he'd be in there.
Yep. And let's see, it was, who was it? Blah, 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 blah. Adam Kinzinger, one of the eight who supported the bill, said he is a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment and feels that the measure adds precautions to help curb gun violence without overreaching law-abiding citizens.
He's the one that's the 15 days to flatten the curve. Like,
yes.
You can't go down that path.
No, once you go down that path, look.
You can't be that naive.
You know what President Trump says about all that? No more money for rhinos. He came out this week saying that. He said, stop giving money to rhinos.
Yep.
We got to get the rhinos out because they betray us.
Choose where you can make your contributions. Do not just send it to the RNC
or the National Republican Congressional Committee or Senate Committee. You find the right candidate or send it to Trump. Don't send it to those to just the Republican Party.
Yep. I look at Jim Jordan's Freedom Caucus. Freedom Caucus, yes. And if they're supported by that organization, then I feel relatively comfortable. Although, do your due diligence.
Check them out, especially if you've got contentious races. Look, on the border. Think of this. Biden just got up there tonight, and preached to us that we got to do. I think he said in there that maybe we'll be normal by July 4th, but you guys got to socially distance and mask up, and we may have more shutdowns between now and then. We're so COVID worried. But do you know what they're doing to all those thousands of people on the border trying to stream in?
Well, they're not worried about
their
COVID
doing?
Status.
And they're not checking them for COVID.
They're not checking them for COVID. And they're just ushering them in.
And sending them across around the country.
And if you don't think, and it's huge, February had a 28% increase in border crossings over January, and it was already shooting up in January. The cages are back. February, a record 7,000 unaccompanied minors came across the border in February, and the previous record was 5,600. We're seeing them. And then you know what the
now,
real goal is?
What do you think those unaccompanied minors, what do you think they went through?
Because the cartels are getting stronger.
Because the cartels are the ones that are bringing people up.
Yeah, you know who's contributing to the Democrat coffers? The cartels.
Yeah.
Because the cartels are back in business and the human trafficking is very, very lucrative and it's off the charts. And with all of this crisis that has developed in the last 2 months, you know what Chuck Schumer had the gall to say?
Tell me.
That Biden inherited the border mess. They're blaming Trump.
Even though
it was a mess.
Unbelievable.
How much hypocrisy can we just take?
Unbelievable.
Well, it's maddening after a bit.
You know, it is. This is like we're living in the Soviet Union in 1980. You know, if somebody in Washington says it or somebody on cable news says it, well, you know that ain't true. You absolutely know that.
Well, and just didn't. Pay attention to what they're not talking about.
Yeah.
Makes
right.
You know,
exactly.
Everything then.
Which, what they're not talking about is what Cuomo did, and we'll get into that. That's a big story. Governor Cuomo and all of his girlfriends or whatever that is. We'll be right back at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, we were kind of getting into it right before. And let me put one thing out before we get into the Cuomo thing. If you don't think the Chinese Democrat Party is running things, there was a congressman from Texas, Democrat Congressman Vicente Gonzalez, was found to have a really lucrative bank account. And guess where that bank account was? In the Bank of China.
Really?
Do you know in his bank account in the Bank of China, and he had a sizable sum of money in there, do you know he was getting 5% return on his money?
Are you kidding me?
5% return.
How is that possible?
Oh, my
God.
When has anybody had a bank
account
that got 5% on your bank account? But this Democrat congressman had an account in the Bank of China. He's from Texas, Vicente Gonzalez, and it was getting 5% return. You tell me that the Chinese Communist Party has not bought the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
It is now the Chinese Democrat Party.
Bought and paid for.
We just got a glimpse where that one guy, little guy got caught right there. But don't think they're not funding
all
that money.
And there's probably a handful of Republicans
some Republicans, ones that maybe I'd be checking
those eight
that voted for gun control.
Right.
That'd be a good place to check their Bank of China mm-hmm. accounts.
And I found that on the Hill, by the way.
What's in your wallet? Bank of China.
Bank of China.
Me got Bank of China.
China.
Okay. Cuomo. Folks, this is the biggest ruse, the biggest false flag nonsense that I've ever seen. After all these years, all of a sudden, a Democrat has problems with sexual harassment, and we're finding all these women coming forward. And then the crazy part is the Democrats are upset about it, and they're turning on him. Why? Did Democrats finally find morality? And then there's the other conundrum. Well, how do you sexually harass a woman if women don't exist? That's sort of a deep one. But I digress there. Why is all of a sudden Governor Cuomo on the ropes for sexual harassment? Because it distracts from the very real scandal of him sending thousands of senior citizens in the state of New York to their deaths by taking the COVID-infected seniors and putting them back in the nursing homes where they came from to infect and kill the rest of them. And they know that's a real scandal.
Yes.
The Democrats know that they can weather a sex scandal. That's nothing. That's a walk in the park for Democrats.
Right.
But you kill your voters' grandparents, that's different. And they're also, what they're protecting, there's at least five other governors did the same thing.
Yeah.
And another one Whitmer up in
Michigan.
In Michigan.
Yeah.
She's got some people looking at her for criminal referrals for what she did. That's what this is all about. So don't think all of a sudden the Democrats, well, that's really bad that he mistreated those women. They don't care nothing about that.
Yeah.
They just don't want you to know what the real scandal is.
And some of the reports, and I'm not, I don't want to discount, sexual harassment in any form, shape.
Unless you're in the jail.
But some of the accusations appear to be relatively lame.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing like killing people.
Yeah, nothing like killing people.
Yeah,
I mean, so right.
If the woman actually felt uncomfortable and wasn't, couldn't deal with that. Oh, okay, I'm not going to argue that point, but it just seems a little.
A lot of them come. Now I don't want to discount it either, because really what it is power.
Sure.
Using your position. Yeah. Because most of the women I know, you can't sexually harass them. Like right now, I dare you to sexually harass my wife. I dare you. Because it's not going to end well.
No thanks.
You're not.
No thanks.
You're not going to get away with it. She will not allow it.
Yeah.
And most of the women I know, you ain't doing that. They're not going to let you do it, right?
You're right. It is the power play.
It really is only about the power play that you're the boss. or you have some sort of leverage, and that could be in anything, not just sexual harassment.
I don't know,
you call it blackmail or whatever, but that's where the real problem is.
Coercion.
That's the word. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Mm-hmm. Coercion. But all these people, and a lot of them, you know, and it's so funny, the single and ready to mingle love gov up there, all of a sudden we find out he's not that romantic, that the girls are actually offended by his advances.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It does distract you from the issues.
It's kind of like Pepe Le Pew, too. It's probably ultimately a distraction.
So wait a minute. You just brought up a good... If they cancel Pepe Le Pew, do you have to cancel
Cuomo?
Andrew Cuomo?
I guess that's where they're going.
I think you might have to.
Logic
and reasoning and rules don't apply. This is why this is maddening. It's like gaslighting. It's like being in an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
Every time you
and being
you
told
know
that you're not.
Yes, it's all of that. It's like every time you think, like you just said, well, is it okay? Like, how do we honor women on Women's Day when we're not supposed to even use the word mother and father? And it's
what are we going to do about Mother's Day?
Sorry, Mom.
Hallmark
lady.
Going to go nuts.
Yes. Well, dear lady, thank you for the breakfast.
Lady.
Oh, no, you can't even say that.
Dear person.
Thank you for the breakfast.
Dear person with permed hair, thank you for all the breakfasts that were so tasty.
Yeah.
Well, I have a very important question I need to ask our audience and you guys. Is there any way this weekend to set our clocks back to when Trump was president?
Can we do that? Is there a way? We want daylight savings time. We want daylight Trump time.
There we go. I really do.
Oh, man.
I know there's a lot of people hoping for all that.
Well,
but we had to get the Cuomo thing out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Are we almost out of time?
Almost out of time. About a minute. We got about a minute.
Okay. Look, the COVID stuff, I'm trying to pick down here and see if I've got anything. Don't forget, HR1 is out there. Are you thinking of something
the mask mandates are being lifted.
Yes.
Somewhat. Well, we say yay. However, because this is now one of my issues that I follow closely, you got to read into the fine print, because they are, in some states, going to unmask everybody but the children. Which are the last people. It's now been proven they are not vectors of spread, but they do need all the oxygen carried to their brain while they have developing brains.
Right.
That is something they do need. It's absolutely ridiculous.
So before you
throw your mask off and cheer and say, oh, we're free again, not so fast.
Yeah. No.
So and be ready, Alabama, if you're tired of your child having to be masked up.
Supposedly, we're supposed to be mask-free. We're supposed to be liberated April 9th, according to Governor Meemaw. She's going to lift it. She's a little slower than Texas and Mississippi, so we'll be last again. But we're going to go April 9th. But watch the federal. You heard what Biden said today. He wants you to wear masks till July 4th.
Yes. And, I mean,
because you're Neanderthals.
Yes. You Neanderthals, which if you're not wearing a mask, I guess you're Neanderthal. That's me. All right. We're out of time. Follow us on MeWe, anywhere else. Honey, it's time to come home.